WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark. You know that feeling when you're talking to someone and it feels like they're just waiting for their turn to speak? Yeah, not exactly a recipe for fulfilling conversation, right? Today, we're diving into the art of active listening, something that can seriously level up your relationships, from your closest friends and family to even those casual work interactions. Think about it, active listening isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding what someone is saying, feeling, and meaning. It's about creating a space where people feel heard, validated, and respected. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jackson, that sounds great in theory, but how do we actually do this? Trust me, it's simpler than you think. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can transform your listening game. First up, pay attention to non-verbal cues. Ever notice how someone's body language can tell you more than words ever could? Pay attention to their facial expressions, posture, and even tone of voice. These subtle signals give you a peek into what they're truly feeling, beyond the words they're saying. Second, put down the phone. Seriously, nothing screams I don't care like scrolling through social media while someone is talking to you. Give them your undivided attention, make eye contact, nod along, and show them that they have your full focus. It goes a long way in making them feel valued. Third, ask clarifying questions. This doesn't mean interrupting constantly, it's about genuinely wanting to understand their perspective. Ask open-ended questions like, what do you mean by that? Or can you tell me more about how that made you feel? It shows that you're invested in what they have to say and that you're actively trying to grasp their point of view. Fourth, resist their urge to offer solutions right away. Sometimes, people just need a listening ear, not someone who jumps in with advice before they've even finished expressing themselves. Just listen, empathize, and let them know you understand their situation. Trust me, offering unsolicited advice rarely makes things better. And finally, summarize what you've heard to ensure you're on the same page. This helps avoid misunderstandings and shows that you've truly been paying attention. Just say something like, so, it sounds like you're feeling, or if I understand correctly, you're saying. It's a simple but powerful way to confirm your understanding and make sure you're both on the same page. Now, let's talk about how this all plays out in real life. Imagine you're having dinner with a friend who's been feeling down lately. They start talking about their recent breakup, sharing their feelings of sadness, confusion, and even anger. Instead of jumping in with advice or trying to cheer them up right away, you actively listen. You make eye contact, nod along, ask clarifying questions like what was it like when? And let them know that you understand how they're feeling. At the end of their story, you summarize what you heard, saying something like, it sounds like you're going through a really tough time right now, and I can only imagine how much pain this must be causing you. That simple act of active listening lets your friend know that they're heard, understood, and supported, a powerful message that can make all the difference in their journey. Remember, building healthy relationships is all about connection. And active listening is the key ingredient that unlocks those connections. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these tips today. Make a conscious effort to truly listen to the people around you, your friends, family, colleagues, even strangers. You'll be amazed at the positive impact it can have on your relationships and your life as a whole. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little listening boost. Until tomorrow, keep sparking that motivation inside yourself and out in the world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.